Davidson joining us on the telly now, and the Gaywater House, Adrian Bott, inquiry into the wrong horses galloping at that Bricky with the Stars has concluded, Brad.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Morning, listeners. It has indeed. Gaywater House and co-trainer Adrian Bott were found guilty of conduct prejudicial to the image of racing, and they'll find a total of $5,000 between them. So it was quite a fiery inquiry. It was obviously originally on April 11, and it was adjourned until today, and Gaywater House was quite silent during the inquiry for most of it until Mark Van Gestel handed down the guilty verdict. And just after that, seconds after it, she erupted into anger, basically. She said, "That's a load of rubbish. We're talking about the lowest, lowest end. There was no crime committed. There was no intent for crime. We have not broken the rules of racing. You're treating us like we are breaking some terrible rule." So she was quite angry and upset. And then they considered the verdict. They obviously fined them $5,000. And no word yet on whether Gay and Adrian will appeal the verdict. We asked Gay that question as she walked out of Racing New South Wales headquarters, but she offered a no comment. So at this stage, we're not sure going forward, but a $5,000 fine for that breach.
All right. Brad, any idea how long they've got before they can decide whether they can lodge an appeal? Is there sort of a waiting period? Or?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of days. I'm not exactly sure on the process there, but I'm sure they'll consider it over the coming days. And not sure which way they'll go. Obviously, Gay was quite upset about the charge issued against them, but at the same time, it's $5,000. They might let it slide, or they might contest that.
All right. Well, that's the news. $5,000 fine between the two.
Yes, that's correct. $5,000 totality, and that's what's played out here this morning.
All right. And as you said, a bit of a fiery one towards the end. The sparks flew.
Yeah, well, actually, they had a lawyer today, Marcus Pessman, who basically represented them. And as I said, for most of it, Gay was very silent. She was quite vocal in the initial inquiry. But as soon as that guilty verdict was handed down, she just leapt into anger and went on a bit of a angry tirade for a little while there about it. So, definitely a tricky one, but she would felt they could sort of issue that charge under AR17A, which is conduct prejudicial to the image and or interest of racing.
Was Adrian Bott there?
He was. Adrian Bott was there. He basically remained silent throughout the whole hearing today. As I said, their lawyer did speak on their behalf for most of it, and Gay only chimed in when the guilty verdict was handed down. But Adrian didn't say anything at all, really, in the entire inquiry. And they left together from Racing New South Wales headquarters just moments ago.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Brad. Thanks for the report, and we look forward to reading about it in the telly tomorrow.
Thanks, Sean.
Brad Davidson joining us there. That's the latest from the report into the inquiry with Kay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. The wrong horse is galloping at breakfast at the Stars one morning.